Bullock County Commissioners met for their regular bi-monthly meeting on Tuesday, August 20, 2024. Vice Chair Kurt Deal presided over the meeting for Chair Roy Thompson, who was out due to a medical procedure. The commissioners moved forward with the request to Georgia DOT to increase safety at two dangerous intersections in the county. They are requesting flashing beacons at the U.S. Highway 25 at Rocky Ford Road intersection and a traffic signal at the U.S. Highway 80 at Aikens Pond Road intersection. Continue reading for more about these requests and all business covered in the meeting. Bullock County Board of Commissioners Employee Recognitions. County Manager Tom Couch then called both Taishia Lee, Administrative Specialist, and Peyton Fuller, Senior Accountant and Grant Manager, to the podium. "We frequently, more so beyond the occasion, had the opportunity to recognize some exceptional things that our employees do, and we have two very good examples of that today, and the exceptionalism is in the way they both serve the organization and the community and the recognition we want to put praise upon them for," said Couch. Lee was in charge of the second annual back-to-school supply drive at the Board of Commissioners office on July 26, and was able to give out 280 bags of donated supplies. She also did this last year, so the commissioners thanked her for both this year and last year's supply drive. Fuller completed the Georgia Certified Economic Developer Certificate earlier this year at the Carl Vinson Institute of Government. This accomplishment will further his commitment to economic development and leadership within the community. Commissioner Deal then presented awards to Lee and Fuller. Deal presenting awards to Fuller and Lee. Blake Williams. Deal and Lee. Blake Williams. Deal and Fuller. Blake Williams. Commissioner Kurt Deal called the August 20th Board of Commissioners meeting to order and thanked everyone for attending. Commissioner Toby Connor led a prayer followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Clerk of the Board Venus Mincy White then called roll. Chairman Roy Thompson and Commissioner Jappy Stringer were absent during this meeting. Commissioner Timmy Rushing then announced that item 2 on the consent agenda will be moved to new business, as Commissioner Connor will be recusing himself from the discussion, as it ties in with immediate family. Approved. Consent Agenda. 1. Motion to approve the purchase of one 2024 Ford F-250 from Allen Vigil Ford Lincoln Government Sales in the amount of $64,956. The Bullock County Fire Department was approved for the purchase of a vehicle in the FY25 CIP budget. The purchase of this vehicle will come from the Rural Fire Fund. The vehicle is being requested to be purchased from Allen Vigil Ford Lincoln Government Sales through the State of Georgia State Vehicle Contracts. Ford Manufacturing has not yet closed the purchasing window for 2024 Ford trucks. We can still purchase a new 2024 F-250 with the MY24 pricing. Approval is recommended. 2. Motion to approve a quitclaim deed to Jerome K. Jones and W.M. Yarrell Jones, as co-executors of the estate of W.K. Jones. Pursuant to the attached letter, Attorney Mark Bruce has requested that Bullock County execute a quitclaim deed to the estate of W.K. Jones in order to clear title on certain property designated as Bullock Street, Hill Street, James Street, Oak Street, and Pine Street on a plat dated in October of 1925 and recorded in Plat Book 1, page 88, in the Clerk of Superior Court for Bullock County, Georgia records. This is a plat for a subdivision that was never developed, and to the best of my knowledge, Bullock County never accepted or claimed any interest in the streets shown on the plat. Approval of the quitclaim deed included with the letter is recommended. 3. Motion to approve a yearly service and support contract with Motorola Solutions for E911. This is our yearly contract for the radio system. Starts the 1st of July 2024 and ends June 30, 2025. 4. Motion to approve Pyro Show's East Coast bid for the annual Firecracker Fest fireworks display after a successful working relationship with Pyro Show's East Coast during our 2024 fireworks show. We have requested a renewal of the bid with the same conditions and pricing of $20,000. We have confirmed a date of July 3, 2025. The show deposit of $10,000 will be paid out of FY25 budget, with the final payment of $10,000 being paid out of FY26 budget as in previous years. 5. Motion to approve athletic program picture bid from EnvisionPix A.K.A. Lorita and Company. EnvisionPix A.K.A. Lorita and Company was the only vendor to provide a bid for individual and team pictures for athletic program participants. No expense will be incurred with this picture contract as participants select a picture package and pay for their own selection. During the bid process, it was stated that the contract can be renewed for 2 successive 1-year terms without rebidding. Approval is recommended. 6. Motion to approve athletic program trophies bid from Georgia Correctional Industries. 2 bids were received, with Georgia Correctional Industries submitting the low bid of $9,747.45 plus $65 for each delivery. Dodrian Cosby, athletics manager, estimated a total of 19 deliveries, $1,235. The contract may be renewed for 2 successive 1-year terms without rebidding. Approval is recommended. 7. Motion to approve a quote from Musco Sports Lighting, LLC, purchased through Sourcewell, for athletic field lighting at Brooklet Park. Since 2022, we have replaced the incandescent lights on 16 fields at Mill Creek Park and installed new lighting on the Brooklet soccer fields with LED lighting. The existing lighting levels are now below the recommended level, which is causing a safety concern. The new LED lighting is brighter and meets the recommended lighting levels. The 2 baseball fields in Brooklet are in need of replacing the entire lighting system. We are not sure the exact age of the lighting or the wooden poles that the lights are attached to. Each year we continue to spend more to keep the lighting operational. The poles are wooden and currently 2 need replacing. The wiring is old, brittle, and breaking at the top of the poles. The ballasts and bulbs are getting harder to find as everything is now going to LED. Tony Morgan, Parks Division Manager, met with Musco Sports Lighting LLC about upgrading the lighting at Brooklet Park. Musco Sports Lighting is a leader in the sports field lighting sector and we have previously used for lighting projects. Mr. Morgan received a quote that could be purchased through Sourcewell with a master project number 199,030 and contract number 041123MSL for a total of $450,500. This would allow us to completely upgrade the Brooklet lighting system and would include removal and disposal of the existing lighting system, including all wooden poles, wiring and light fixtures, and install a completely new system with all new galvanized steel poles, wires, fixtures, and controls. Since this is a new system from the ground up, it will come with a 25-year warranty. This will also include all controls for controlling and monitoring the lights. The control system is called Control Link, which controls and monitors the system and provides remote on-off, dimming, high, medium, low, control, and performance monitoring with 24/7 customer support. We have a budget of $455,000 for athletic field lighting upgrades, Project Park 17. It is the recommendation of Tony Morgan to approve the purchasing, removal of existing lighting, and installation of new galvanized steel poles and LED lighting using Musco Sports Lighting LLC and purchasing through Sourcewell using contract number 041123MSL for a total of $450,500. 8. Motion to approve the purchase of DX upgrade for the 911 login recorder from Quality Recording Solutions, LLC. It is time to upgrade the DX login recorder. This is the system that records all radio and telephone traffic that comes into 911. The upgrade is $56,530. It is a budgeted item and can be on the consent agenda. 9. Motion to approve and ratify the purchase of traffic control equipment needed due to Tropical Storm Debbie in the amount of $42,000 from Middle Georgia Signs. The Bullock County Transportation Department requested an emergency purchase of traffic control equipment on Wednesday, August 7, 2024, needed due to Tropical Storm Debbie. The Transportation Department exhausted their supply of traffic control equipment such as signs, barrels, barricades, cones, etc., and borrowed what was available from local contractors, which will have to be returned. Middle Georgia Signs had the requested items in stock and had next-day delivery. Approval is recommended. 10. Motion to approve the purchase of emergency number 4 washed stone from Vulcan Materials Company. Public Works has been ordering emergency rock to help get a start on repairing the roads. We have gotten 20 loads of number 4 washed stone from Vulcan at $22,128.39. 11. Approve the purchase of a Ford F-450 ambulance from Custom Truck and Body Works, Inc. Bullock EMS was approved to purchase one ambulance in Q1 FY25. An RFP was sent to 9 vendors, and an ad was placed on the GA procurement registry. 2 responses were received, and of those, Custom Truck and Body Works had the lowest bid at $339,135. $339,135. The delivery date is expected to be 18 months after receipt of the purchase order. We request approval by the board. 12. Motion to approve diesel engine repairs to 222021 HME engines, engines number 2 and number 7, to Cummins Savannah for the price of $51,982.63. Bullock County Fire is requesting approval for funds pulled from our vehicle maintenance budget to repair 2 Cummins diesel engines in our 2021 HME fire engines. The engines lost oil pressure and it was determined based on faulty engineering by the HME designers, the engines were dusted because of air filter problems. Emails have been sent to the HME regional sales manager and our legal counsel was copied on the email. 13. Motion to approve the purchase of emergency barriers from Safety Products, Inc. Purchase of 40 orange water-filled barriers to better barricade closed roads. Total purchase price is $15,200, from Safety Products, which was best quoted price. New business. Approved 1. Approve a contract for acquisition of navigation easement with Kara Elizabeth Anderson and Leslie Anderson. Bullock County needs a navigation easement on 1.65 acres of property adjacent to the Statesboro-Bullock County Airport in order to limit the height of objects on the property to comply with regulations of the Federal Aviation Administration. The attached contract provides for the acquisition of the navigation easement from the owners of the property for a purchase price of $3,500, which equals the appraised fair market value of the easement. This is a perpetual easement that will also bind any future owners of the property. Approval is recommended. Approved 2. Motion to approve execution of application to GDOT for flashing beacons at the U.S. Highway 25 at Rocky Ford Road intersection. Bullock County has made past requests to GDOT to consider safety enhancements to this intersection in response to citizen requests. Bullock County has installed advanced warning beacons on both approaches of Rocky Ford Road to U.S. Highway 25. If approved as the result of a traffic study, GDOT would install flashing beacons on U.S. Highway 25 in advance of the intersection, as well as on the stop signs on Rocky Ford Road at the intersection. GDOT requires that the application form be executed prior to making any improvements. The application states that if there are any monthly electricity costs, the county would be responsible. This is standard for all flashing beacon or traffic signal requests. GDOT may opt to use solar-powered flashing beacons for the location, in which case there would be no cost to Bullock County. GDOT will maintain the beacons. County Engineer Brad Deal recommends approval. Approved 3. Motion to approve execution of application to GDOT for a traffic signal at the U.S. Highway 80 at Aikens Pond Road intersection. Bullock County has made past requests to GDOT to consider safety enhancements to this intersection in response to citizen requests. At this time, GDOT is conducting a traffic study of the intersection to determine if a traffic signal is warranted. GDOT requires that the application form be executed prior to making any improvements. If GDOT determines that a traffic signal is warranted, the county would be responsible for monthly electrical costs, as is standard with all traffic signal installations. Also, if a traffic signal is recommended, GDOT may request that the county participate in funding the construction, however, this has yet to be determined. Deal spoke about the multiple crashes that have happened in this location, and mentioned that the sheriff's department helps at this intersection every morning. He stressed there is a need for that to be looked at. Commissioner Kurt Deal then asked what the price range of this project would be, to which Brad Deal replied that the traffic signal and road improvements would run around $500,000. Commissioner Anthony Simmons spoke about how dangerous the intersection is, even when there isn't high traffic. He said that it is a much-needed traffic light and he would like for it to move forward. Approved. Moved agenda item. Motion to approve a quitclaim deed to Jerome K. Jones and W.M. Yarrell Jones, as co-executors of the estate of W.K. Jones. Public comments. Taylor DeKalb, a civil engineering graduate and experienced trapper, presented his beaver trapping service to the Bullock County Board of Commissioners. With over 21 years of trapping experience, DeKalb highlighted the impact of beavers on infrastructure, such as clogged pipes and road damage, and proposed a proactive approach to solving these issues. His service would address beaver-related problems before they escalate, potentially saving the county money on repairs and improving public safety. DeKalb emphasized that his method could yield immediate returns by reducing the need for repeated road maintenance and offered to provide references from other counties he serves. He envisions a phased approach, starting with right-of-way issues and expanding county-wide over time, ultimately benefiting all taxpayers. Public Works Director Dink Butler followed DeKalb and stated that they met a couple of years ago with Commissioner Stringer. He spoke about how we do have an issue with beavers here in Bullock County, and we have a crew that spends at least 20 hours a week dealing with their issues, and it cost about $300 an hour to run that crew. He believes that the county should investigate more on DeKalb's trapping services. Thomas Alley spoke about significant water drainage issues affecting his property. He described how water from Cypress Lake Road has been diverted onto his property, causing extensive damage, including erosion, destruction of the leach field, and structural problems with his deck and air conditioning unit. Alley explained that the county dug under his fence in 2021 to redirect the water, leading to further damage. While a temporary berm and drainage ditch were installed to mitigate the issue, Alley emphasized that a permanent solution is necessary. Without it, ongoing water flow could worsen the erosion, compromise tree root systems, and continue to harm his property and the surrounding neighborhood. He urged the commissioners to consider piping the water out of the community as a more sustainable fix. Damages on Cypress Lake Road. Blake Williams. County engineer Brad Deal responded to Alley's concerns by acknowledging the significant water volume affecting Alley's property, which has been an ongoing issue due to the natural drainage pattern in the area. Deal explained that Alley's house is situated in a low point between the two entrances to Iron Gate, causing water from Cypress Lake Road to flow into the backyard. While Deal sympathized with the damage to Alley's septic system and property, he noted that rerouting the water would require extensive regrading, a long drainage pipe through the hill, and coordination with nearby property owners for easements. He estimated the cost of the necessary construction at around $100,000 due to the length of piping and the complexity of the work. Commissioner Rushing stated that it is the commissioner's responsibility to get it figured out, and suggested that Alley, the property manager, and Deal have a meeting about this. Magina Bullock clarified that the ditch was not originally there but was created by the county in 2005 when the houses, including the Alley's home, were built. She said that the county's actions, particularly digging under the fence and creating the low point, significantly increased the water flow into Iron Gate's drainage system. Bullock pointed out that this diverted water ultimately affects other properties, including her own, as it eventually drains into a pond behind her house. She stressed that diverting water from the highway into Iron Gate means sending it onto someone else's property. Commission and staff comments. Public Works Director Dink Butler provided an update on the ongoing recovery efforts following the recent storm. Initially, 91 roads were closed, with 13 still shut down, mostly dirt roads, and two bridges remaining closed. One bridge closure, on Deloach Church Road, is due to damage on the Evans County side. The Arcola Bridge is awaiting clearance from EMC, as power lines have been rerouted across it. After the storm, Butler noted that the county received emergency funding approval from the commissioners in last week's meeting. However, FEMA has requested justification for the county's $10 million damage recovery estimate, and Butler's team is currently working on providing that information. The county had delayed hiring outside services for road repairs until FEMA confirmed that such expenses would be reimbursable. They have now received the green light and will proceed with hiring outside help to accelerate the road repairs. In the meantime, the county rented trucks to haul rock, allowing county trucks to focus on road repairs. Although many roads are now passable for residents and emergency services, Butler emphasized that they are not yet safe for school bus travel. The county is in regular communication with the Board of Education regarding road access. A color-coded map detailing the status of roads across the county is available online, highlighting the extensive damage. You can find it here on Grice Connect. Commissioner Deal thanked Butler and his team for their continuous hard work, to which Butler replied, "It's a team effort." James Pope, the Planning and Development Director, provided an update on the annexation protest filed as instructed by the commissioners last week. Pope explained that while they felt confident about submitting all required paperwork to the Department of Community Affairs, DCA, a form that was not initially specified as necessary caused an issue. Last Monday morning, Pope and Mr. Akins were finalizing the form, but some contact information was not immediately available. Despite their efforts, DCA refused to appoint an arbitration board due to the missing form in the initial submission. Pope expressed disappointment with the situation and noted that they have requested DCA to reconsider their decision. County Attorney Jeff Akins spoke about his frustrations as well, but hopes that the DCA will reconsider. Chief Financial Officer Christy King then reminded the commissioners about the Friday, August 23 meeting to set the millage rates. Lastly, Commissioner Rushing wanted to thank Taishia Lee once more for putting her time and effort into doing the school supply drive for a second year. Executive session. No action was taken after the executive session. Click here for meeting agenda and supporting documents. Live stream of meeting.